Let's do Best Hashavua. Start with that. It's an interesting vest. Page Chav Ches.
That's a good start.
Should we do the Aleph Beis?
Malachas. You know, I don't know Malachas. I never learned that.
I don't think, if you go around and take a poll.
Why don't we learn that?
Ask them the Lama Tess Malachas.
Yeah.
If 5% of the people get it correct, I would be very
impressed. Why? Why? Why
is the guy who's learning?
Get that kid's book. Get the kid's book. The kid's book is gavada.
Why do girls learn
kids
book
with the cartoon?
Why?
It's a kasha.
It's a big thing.
Yeah.
Don't you think guys should know it more?
No, you see, no. The rationale behind that, I think, is that the women do the cooking.
Yeah, but there's like 38 more malachas.
Good, but most of the malachas of the malachas are negated to women. Yeah, Nachanami, I think you're much right somewhere.
Unless
the Shabbos should sit on your hands.
What about husbands that help out?
Oh, listen, Bayer, everybody, right? Everybody's over on Bayer probably on a weekly basis.
Sure.
Right?
I pride myself on that.
I mean, Chas v'Shalom not to be mekatreg on anybody, but myself included.
Yeah, but I'm not plowing my field.
It's shver, it's shver. Best Shavua, yeah. Best Shavua Ketzad. Right, so this is called a I don't know, weekly vest is not a good translation. But Kegoyin, Shirota B'yam Alpesh, well, let's say she's here on a Sunday. Well, Acha Shloisha Shavua is Chazav Rosa B'yam Alpesh. Then 3 weeks later, she sees again on Sunday.
I do think we did that.
What?
I think we do
the whole thing. You want to skip to the next
one?
And then again, 3 weeks later, she's on a Sunday. And obviously, all these Riyas were in the same Aina. Either they were all during the day or they were all at night. Right? Kava vest to Shavuot, then she has a Kriyas vest for the week. She has to be Chayshish for every third week on Sunday. Atshe Yaker until it's Aiker. Right? Till it's Nekar. Now the Rosh of Echad the Shavua, so she sees on a Sunday, Lacha Shlesh Shavua, it's Chaz of Rosh of Echad the Shavua.
You need both those things, you need the weekly interval,
that's what he's going to discuss.
And you need the day?
That's what Mamashu is going to say now. Aval Im Rosh of Echad Ba'alath the Shavua. Lacha Shlesh Shavua, it's Chaz of Rosh of Ba'alath the Shavua. That's what she saw. 3 weeks a Sunday and then 3 weeks on a Sunday. Well, after 4 weeks, and after 4 weeks, right, she went and saw on a Sunday. Loikava levest. That's not a vest. Kivan she hevdal shebein hariyah rishana l'shniya ain a shavah hevdal shebein hariyah shniya l'shlishes. Right. The interval between the first and the second is not the equivalent. Is not the same as the second and the third. Right.
Right.
But so basically, how would you classify this vest?
That one is
not a vest. It's an interesting vest, like a mix. It's sort of like a mix.
Yeah.
Right? It's not the Chodesh.
Well, it is.
But it's a specific day with a specific interval.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Now, how about, do you have to be Chodesh for this as a vest Sheina Kavua? Why isn't it then every time a woman, let's say a woman gets a period today, what's today? Monday. Right. So do we have to be chashish for Monday? I don't know exactly which Monday you'd be chashish for, but do you have to be chashish for Monday? Every vest kavua.
As a possible vest.
I don't know, maybe. Let's say she saw 4 weeks ago, so maybe Monday in 4 weeks, you'd have to be chashish.
So is the thing no here? He's saying no.
No,
well, he's saying it out to
three, four.
What about a vest? These don't have vests. What about a vest? So this is interesting. This is one of the type of vests. There are a few that we're not chashish for them as ain't a kavua. So we're only chashish for them once they become kavua. Then you have to start being concerned, right? But if it's ain't a kavua, you don't have to be concerned. Yeah. So it's a good riddle to ask. Ask somebody if you want. Yeah. Why don't you ask him about the Lama Tess Malachas? Ask him if there's any such a thing as a vest. A vest that you only chashish for when it's kavua, but not in the kavua. Right. There's a few of them, but Anyway,
it's like that Rotar, they distribute the every Shabbos, the plain field, whatever. All the young girls have them. Anyway, there's always the question of the week.
Yeah,
a riddle,
so that's what it says in the brackets. Ain chashum leves tashvu ela kashu nikva. Only when it's kavua. Ach ves tashvu shaloi nikva, ain chashum leklal, but if it's not nikva, so then we're not chashish for it at all.
But if you go from 3 to 4 to 3, it'd still be a festival, no?
Pardon?
You could go from 3 to 4 to 3, and it'd still be a festival.
Why?
Because then every other one, no?
That's already very complicated. It gets more interesting, this vest. Well, let's look at the footnote in Lamed Vav.
3, 4, 4, 3. The fourth one, right?
3,
4, 4, 4, 3.
It
goes 3, 4, 4, 3, 4, 4, 3, 4, 3.
When do you stop and invest in anything? In a pool of anything?
Whatever the Chacham told us, our potential, like we already saw that there's no such thing as a Ves Kavua to the English, to the secular calendar, to the solar calendar. Oh, Lamaisa, what happens if the woman has it? Doesn't make a difference. Right. Look at the footnote Lamed Vav, why there is no Ves Shein Kavua. Ves Shavua, Ein Etzrich Halacha Shloi Kol Zman Shloi Nikva. Right, when I chesh for Ves Shavua, if it's not Kavua. Shari Imrata Aleph Bereshis, that's what you see on a Sunday of Parshas Bereshis. But Aleph Noyach Adayin Lo Nitara, on the first day of Parshas Noyach, she's still Tameah. Ukshover Aleph Noyach Vele Rata Hare Nekar. Once Aleph Noyach passes, then it's Nekar.
But that's impossible for it to happen anyway.
Why is it impossible?
It's impossible in 1 week anyway.
That's what he's saying. That's exactly
right,
what he's
so
saying.
It can't be, that's why. So
that's
so
what he's saying. Even though it is possible, let's say a woman sees for 7 days.
Yeah, possible.
But I don't want to make it complicated. But let's say
she. But then she'll have a kavua that she has for 7 days.
Right,
it's not a kavua.
Why? Let's say every.
No, we don't care about the length of the period.
No.
But if you want to see her by aleph lech lecha, so then let's say she sees an aleph lech lecha. Let's say she's 2 weeks. So she had a. Mikomak amena tuchalav shal aleph chayesara, right? Meaning skipping vayera. Mitzad Vesta Shavua, Mishum Dhabi Vesta Sirub. That's a Vesta Sirub, meaning it skips, which we'll get to. Which we're also not chayshish for that.
I'm saying it's not a skip. It's impossible for the first week to be.
Why?
Because it can't occur in a week later.
There's nothing negaya to it. But it could happen. I'm saying you have to be chayshish for it, maybe. Okay, whatever it is. Yeah, let's see about it. But it's interesting. How long can this last then? That's the Shavua. This really makes it interesting.
Why?
Because man, what is he saying? That it has to be it has to be an interval has to be equal interval.
Right?
No, he's saying no. That's not what he's saying. It's a week. It has to be weeks.
Good, right. But the weeks have to be equal. Right, so the weeks have to be equal, meaning right. Every third
which
Sunday.
Which is the equal interval? What's the difference?
No, not equal interval. Equal interval means every 2 weeks. That's not a Ves Shavua. He's saying it has to be every week.
No, he's saying
yes,
no.
He's talking about Kavua now.
It has to be equal intervals, meaning that it's Sunday every third week.
Right.
For three times.
Well,
you follow?
Or every fourth week, or every fifth
right,
week.
Right, whatever.
Week.
It has to be equal intervals. That's what he's saying. It's not Kavua now.
Kavua,
not
Ves Shavua.
Yeah. Ves Kavua Shavua. Shavua, a Ves Kavua to the Shavua.
Right.
Right?
That's equal interval.
Right,
every third
so
week.
So now, let's say she goes a fourth week with that. So what's the
fourth week?
A fourth cycle.
So why would
it? Now what is it? It's a haflaga. It goes from Shavua to haflaga.
If it doesn't Shavua
right?
Take precedence because it's happened more of them?
Okay.
Meaning since the interval has to be the same. Let's look at your test. Im rasa shtei pamim v'aflaga shel chav tes yom. Chav tes yom. Let's say she sees twice a haflaga of 22 days or 29 days. Oy she rasa shnei pamim v'aflaga shel lamed vav yom. Or she sees twice a haflaga of 36 days. Nimtza she rasa shloi she pamim v'aflaga yom v'shavua. So that means that she's seeing three times in a shavua. V'kav v'as yom v'shavua. And she's kaveh vesli yom shavua. Basically like this. If a woman has a haflaga of 22, any multiple of 15, starting at 15, 22, 50. Right? So haflogo, how does a woman convey haflogo? How many periods does she have to have? She has to have, see, 4 periods, which is 3 intervals, right? Mm-hmm. If it's any one of those multiples of 15, 22, then that's a shavua. So she's going to have to be choshish for it after 3 periods, not after 4. Follow what I'm saying? It's very interesting, and the reason why I know this so well is because I got nailed on it. Because the guy asked me this exact shiloh.
It happened
lemaisa. And I said to him, it was every Wednesday, every fourth Wednesday. And I said to him, it's not...
4 months in a row?
3 months in a row. I said, it's not kavua. Because it's half flogger. And you need 4 periods in a row. And then I was talking to my brother that day, Baruch Hashem, that day. He said, what do you mean? It's a shavua. Because if she saw three Wednesdays every fourth... She saw 3 times on Wednesday every fourth week. So even though Lamaisa al Safloga, she would need another period 4 weeks later, but al Shavua it's there.
So Shavua doesn't need...
takes precedence over...
Shavua only needs 3 periods, not 4 periods.
But then the next time it would happen to be Hafloga.
Oh, right, so now the next time it happens, it becomes a Hafloga. Now which one are you chosh for, Hafloga or Shavua?
That's what I'm saying. So it should be Shavua, no, it takes precedence.
Well, Shavua came first, but then Hafloga kicks in. What's enough kamina?
But then
let's say the next month she sees on a Thursday.
So what good is the haflogah? What good is the shavua?
What? So which one is in play, or is both?
Because the shavua makes her do it one time extra.
But shavua, that means the fourth Wednesday she would have to separate. She has to separate.
But on the fourth Wednesday she's going to get, if she's getting the haflogah, she's going to get it that day anyway.
No, the haflogah jumped to 29.
It's not going to be Wednesday.
No, let's say she saw Wednesday.
Wednesday, Wednesday.
She saw Wednesday 3 times.
Right.
How many aflogas is that? 2 only. No, 3 periods, but only 2 aflogas. She have a, now. She calls you up. She asks you this question.
What
are you answering? Does she have a veskavu or not? Yes, the shavua. Right. That's what I missed. When the guy asked me, I missed it. Right. Good. So I missed the good. Baruch Hashem, I copped it.
You
can help my brother.
Yeah,
that's it.
Had enough sense to ask you.
He wanted to know about a flogger. He wasn't clueless about the shavua part.
Oh, I thought you were saying
which
exactly
I went over my head, and I looked back at shavua and I was like, hey, yeah, that went completely over my head. Fine. Esfatoya ani matzera. Fine. Baruch Hashem, no nishul came out of it. Anyway, she got pregnant before the next one. But, yeah. One second. Now comes the fourth. And she sees again on Wednesday. Does she have a vesta shavua or a vesta flogah? What's the nafkamina? Who cares?
It's
the same
Wednesday.
Thing. See Wednesday anyways, right? Because comes the fifth period and she sees on Thursday, which means it was a haflogah of 30.
Right.
So now the next month, does she have to be chayshu for Wednesday and 30? Or...
Wednesday and
a little bit.
I don't know, you tell me,
no,
you're the big key. No.
So let me say, if it should stay a shavua, but then when it goes Thursday, it
can't
stay
a
shavua.
Why? But why would a father cancel out the shavua?
Yes, he discusses it in
Thursday,
cuff.
I thought to get rid of the shavua.
Once it goes to Thursday,
one Thursday it's not already.
You
one
do,
time
but the shaila is.
Right, so how's the shavua removed? The shavua needs more than one.
So you're going to tell me you have to keep both.
Right.
Wait, how much?
I mean, I don't know if...
Three, it's kavua.
The shavua can't... Nothing that has happened yet has kicked off the shavua.
Yeah, haflogah.
But only one. You need more than...
the fourth haflogah.
Oh, you're saying you're counting the haflogah that went on...
Of course, why not?
It can't... So it doubles up.
Right, that's exactly the question. It's a double kavua. Now you got another riddle for the next week's part. You can do it for Shavuot, you know? What? Oh, so that's chav. Let's see. Vesta Shavuot. Right, a Vesta Shavuot who rak ba'if and sherot a shalish pamim ba'if seyom b'shavuot. That's only if she sees 3 times in that day of the week. Avalim rosa arba pamim ba'if seyom b'shavuot. But let's say she sees it 4 times, right? 4 consecutive times. Let's say she sees 3 haflogas of 32 days, which means, 22 days, which means they're all on the same day, right? Same day of the week. Shehu vest shava limei shavu b'sirug. Then that's a vest shava. It's an equal vest to the day of the week. B'sirug means it skips weeks, right? It goes, let's say, Wednesday, 3 weeks later, Wednesday, 3 weeks later, Wednesday, 3 weeks later, Wednesday, right? Now what's created is a vest haflogo of 22. We are not choishes in this case only for Vesta Flogon, not for Vesta Shavua. There's your answer.
Why?
Why does he bring why?
Using Haflogon,
he doesn't bring why. The reason why is because when you have two Haflogos, when you have two Vestas, you always go with the more common vest. You go with the more common vest.
Which
is Haflogon.
More common in general. I guess she's 40 years old and she's always had
Shavuot. I don't know. No, you can't.
Not for her.
You can't have Shavuot. It's impossible to have a Shavuot for more than once. Because then it kicks in Haflogah. Right? It's a fascinating
year.
It's only so rare because it's impossible to be more common.
If you would say Vesta Shavua, Afim Rosa Bein Time, even if she would see a period, let's say, after 12 days instead of 22. Like Batla Havest, it's not Batla, but Dayan Tzricha Lo Shalai Tzayim, she still has to be Choshish for that Wednesday that's going to come a week later, whatever it is. Mashayin Yilagabi Vesta Afloga, Im Rosa Bein Time, Batla Afloga Rishona. If she sees in between, then the Afloga Rishona is going to be Batla, Bein Tzricha Lo Shalai Tzayim, Bata Elamei Riyo Achrona, then all you would need to wait, you'd have to be Choshbar Afloga from the Riyachrona. That's not the Chol HaDeyas. Right? But basically, if the day switches, then it's going to be a big nafka meal. Okay, it's going to be explained further. Right?
What?
Yeah. It's not so easy to understand. I don't understand it. So
that's pretty good that you actually got.
I actually got that only by that point.
It's always the way you know Allah.
Yeah.
You getting out of them?
Yep.
Good lesson in life.